Amen. Praise God. So tonight, I'd like for you to turn to Philippians, the fourth chapter, and the fourth verse. Philippians 4 and 4, a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. However, it is a powerful Scripture, certainly when we put it into action. Amen. Praise God. The Word of God is alive, but we have to apply it. If we don't apply the Word to our lives, it just kind of becomes, it's just laying there. But we have to activate it through our faith and activate that Word. So this is a very familiar passage of Scripture, and I'm just going to give you my title right up front, Rejoice in the Lord. Simply, rejoice in the Lord. And Paul is saying, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. He's telling the Philippian church to rejoice in the Lord always, all the time. And you know the scripture that David said, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and then his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And so Paul is reminding us to rejoice in the Lord always. And then again, he says, I'm reminding you, keep on rejoicing. The definition to rejoice is to feel or to show joyfulness, and be delighted, happiness, cheerfulness, or become really elated or glad, showing some gladness, rejoice. And see, there are many, many different circumstances or events that will cause folks to start to rejoice. I'm going to name a few. Think about it. An engagement. People that to announce their engagement, they're excited about it. Or newlyweds, people are excited, rejoicing, everybody's rejoicing. And then here's the flip side, a divorce decree. There's some folks that they're glad that they got divorced, my God. But we talk about rejoice, they're rejoicing over that. Or you can rejoice over birth of a newborn baby. Rejoice because they got a new job, or they got a raise in their pay, or they got a new position, they're excited, joyful, or they got a brand new home, or a new furniture, or a new car that they'd like to show off. Hey, I'm happy about this new car. Yeah, they're happy about it until they get the first bill that comes in. Then after a while, guess what? That joy kind of goes down a little bit more. And you sitting up there with a 60-month payment in front of you. Oh, that joy is not going to stay up there high for long. Or some people are happy because they just got a new set of clothes, and they're excited and just overwhelmed. The brand new clothes. But after they wear it one or two times, it doesn't have the same effect on them. And then here we are at the Christmas time season. People start rejoicing because they get the gifts at Christmas time. But in this type of rejoice, Paul is saying to the Philippian church, he says, I'm saying rejoice in the Lord, not rejoicing in things or circumstances or whatever, but he says rejoice specifically in the Lord. And how often do we do that? He said always, always rejoice in the Lord. See, genuine joy, it comes from the Lord. Genuine joy comes directly from Jesus. Rejoicing in the Lord means knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, and then you know him as your value treasure. You know, Scripture says where your heart is, that's where your treasure is going to be. Uh-huh. Or vice versa. But therefore, he is a treasure to us. That's what we rejoice. It means he gives us that deeper and more pure and a sweeter, more lasting pleasure and gladness. When we talk about rejoicing in the Lord, more gladness, more joy than anything this world could ever offer. Hey, that's heavy right there. We're talking about rejoicing in the Lord always. See, God's joy is not motivated by circumstances, because you and I know that circumstances and life circumstances can change from day to day, and my God, and they're always changing. So then we end up with what we call circumstantial joy. Hey, if something is working in my favor, oh, I'm on top of the world. I'm excited. But we end up, if something happens that is contrary, then we're down in the dumps again. So in other words, circumstantial joy is like you're like a yo-yo. You're up and you're down, up and down. And sometimes we could even be level with the ground. That's not God's kind of joy. That's not rejoicing in the Lord. But see, rejoicing in the Lord, it provides an unchanging source of peace. I said unchanging. It's always the same. Unchanging source. Who's that source? That's Jesus. I said that real joy comes from the Lord. And he's unchanging source of peace. He gives us an unchanging source of happiness and contentment. Paul even said, I learned to make myself content. No matter which way I find myself, I am content. And see, while the circumstances of life are always changing, the Lord, our God, his joy is he's our constant rock. He's our constant fortress. My God, he says, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. He doesn't change, and we can lean on him. We can depend on him. Constant rock. And that means we can just lean everything that we have upon the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Never failing. Never changing. He's our strength. He said that's why he can be our very present help in the time of trouble. He is our refuge. He's that fortress. He's that strong, high tower. Oh, yes, he is. Praise God. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. He's talking to the disciples and talking to the people of God. Peace I leave with you. He said, my peace I give unto you. Look, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise God. When you got the peace of God, we're not afraid. We don't have to be troubled because we know in whom we believe. We know that he changed not. Hallelujah. There's no shadow of his changing. Glory to God. So whatever we present unto the Lord, whatever we give and commit into his hands, we know that God is a prayer-answering God. We know that his word doesn't change. And his word means just what it says. That's why we can depend on the word of God. And that's why we can rejoice in the Lord always. Paul said it again, I'm saying to you, rejoice. Further, he says, and the peace of God. After he leaves that peace with us, he says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, it shall keep your hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4 and 7. So you might ask yourself, how is it possible to rejoice in the Lord always? I mean, really, how can we do this always while dealing with life's challenges and circumstances and changes and things that are so hard? For example, how is it possible we can rejoice in the Lord when we learn of a death of a loved one? Or we've lost your job, you've lost your income, your income. But truly, our source is Jesus. But we're looking at that now as a resource. Lost your job? How do you rejoice in the Lord always? Or maybe you're in someone or yourself was involved in a terrible car accident. How can we rejoice in the Lord always? Or you received a disappointing report. Discouraging report from the doctor. And the list goes on and on. Tell me, Lady D, excuse me, how can we rejoice in the Lord always? Well, I'm going to tell you. The scripture tells, I can only tell you what the word of God says. If we just have to trust and believe it enough to put it into action. The scripture says in all things, not necessarily for all things, but in all things, he said, to give thanks. All things. Paul instructs the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord always. Even though he's writing this letter to the Philippians from a locked up prison. Hold just a second. I'm going to get a drink of water because, see, I got a lot to tell you. Amen. Praise God. He's locked up. He's locked up in prison, but yet he's still saying, rejoice in the Lord. Why? Because, see, Paul's joy is not anchored in circumstances. But his joy was anchored in the Savior, Jesus Christ, whom he knew would never disappoint him. And Jesus will surely deliver him. So when we encounter challenges, even though we do it, we will encounter challenges, we tend to complain and lose sight of our all-sufficient Savior. If you don't believe that, pay attention. Stop. The next time you get upset and you just get all up in a tizzy and just about ready to pull your hair out and says, what in the world? Think about it. Was your mind stayed on the Lord at that moment? Did you lose sight on who we serve? Or did you just, even for a second, take your eyes off what you know is hope, and yet you begin to look at the circumstances? It's natural to do, but we can make it. We can do it because the Lord says that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. We lose joy when we take our eyes off of Jesus. I know this is the truth because I've done it myself. I says, Lord, I wouldn't have been like this. I wouldn't have been so upset if I had really turned my attention to Jesus, if I really had him in the forefront. But see, what happens when we take our eyes off of Jesus and then we begin to concentrate on what's very real, a real circumstance, and yes, it's real, no doubt about that, heaviness sets in, burdens just sets in, and depression, and you, before you know it, and you find yourself as if you didn't even know hope. We do have hope. Hallelujah. We can never lose hope. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us, this is how we know that we can rejoice, even in the bad circumstances. He says, he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what the word says. It's not easy. I never said it was easy. No, it's not going to be easy. See, but that's when we must begin to fight the good fight of faith. In the midst of adverse situation, in the midst of heartbreak and tears and heaviness, my God, and sometimes empty, feel empty and loneliness, but we have to fight the good fight of faith. What are you going to fight with? You're going to fight the Word of God. You'll fight with the Word of God, with your faith. That's what you're going to put into action. So you'll fight. Even if you have to tell the devil, no, devil, you're not going to deceive me this time. I am not going to lose hope this time, but I am going to stand. And the scripture tells us after we've done all to stand therefore. Stand therefore on what? Standing therefore on the unchanging word of God. Say hallelujah to that. Glory, glory, glory to God. Oh, no, it's not easy, but you got to fight. In the day and time in which we are living, and you think that the enemy is just on a rampage, we better learn how to fight. And I'm not talking about fighting with rolling up your sleeves and balling up your fists or telling somebody a piece of your mind, because the scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness and powers in high places. We better fight, hallelujah, using the word of God. Listen at this. I'm reminded of this. When Jesus, he had been tempted 40 days, 40 nights in the wilderness, you know, and he was hungry and weak and so forth. But when the enemy came at him and fighting him and throwing this and throwing that at him, but see, he knew the word of God. And here he is, probably at the weak point, but he knew the word, because he's the word himself. He was the living incarnated word amongst his own self. And he says, look, devil, it is written. And now think about it. If God himself, who was in the flesh, if he had to use the word to fight the enemy, if he used the word, it is written, how much more you and I going to need to know the word of God and apply God's word? Let that one sink in. Think about that. If he had to fight the enemy off with the word, how much more will you and I going to have to do it? Help me. Say, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. No, it's not easy. But the scripture tells us again in Philippians, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us and he gives us strength. Jesus never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's with us always, even until the end of the world. We talk of rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, Paul said, I'm going to say it again, rejoice. So you ask yourself, why does Paul say rejoice in the Lord again? I say rejoice. There's a reason. There's a reason he said that. So in other words, I believe he said that. In other words, keeping our hearts content with where God has, he has us in life, just right where he has us, being content, doesn't mean that this is the last place or I won't get promoted or he's not going to elevate me any further, but just be thankful. God, just thank you right where I am. Father, thank you, Lord. You know, now we get into the cold, wet winter weather. Oh, you know, maybe you desire to have maybe a better house or whatever that you want more of, or and but look where you are. Thank God you have a roof over your head, and you have heat in your home. You have shelter from the cold, have food on your table, clothes on your back. Do you know some people would like to exchange places with you just for that? But so that just helps us knowing, don't just take what we have for granted, but think back of what God has already given us in life. And then also he's saying, think about this, rejoice again, he's telling us rejoice. Not that we shouldn't strive to grow or learn or accomplish great things, but keeping a content heart is so important to keeping us aligned with God's will and rejoicing in him. We have to remember who he is and what he has done for us. And he reminds us again, and I say it again, rejoice. In other words, guard your thoughts and be thankful. Amen. Praise God. So that's what I'm come to tell you tonight. Rejoice in the Lord always. And he says again, rejoice. And when you're rejoicing in God, there's no room for doubt. There's no room for just looking down and being heavy-hearted, because you knowing that as I rejoice in God, he lifts us up, and God inhabits the praises of his people. And when you rejoice in God, in the Lord, you enter into his presence. And there's no way you and I could stay the same when you enter into the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I praise God for that word, for that enlightenment tonight. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, he says, rejoice. Praise God. Now we're getting ready to pray. And as I said earlier, I'm going to unmute these lines. And I want us to pray together. Pray, God. And you know, when you pray, believe that you receive the things that you're asking for. And the Bible says, we shall have them. Amen. Hold a moment. Let me unmute these lines. Praise God. So I've unmuted the lines, and you can hear me, I can hear you, but we're going to just listen to this prayer tonight, and we're going to listen with our heart, but yet our hearts are praying together. We're in agreement, touching an agreement, agreeing in faith and believing God. Praise God. So let us pray, knowing that what you know what your needs are. You know what your prayer requests. Not only that, he told us, let your requests be made known to the Lord with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. He told us that we can let those requests be made known. Yes, I heard somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready to pray right now. Our Heavenly Father, you are great. Hallelujah. You are great, God, and you are greatly to be praised. God, as we look to you, we understand that you are the author, you are the finisher of our faith, and we recognize and we honor your divine sovereignty over the heavens and over the earth. Hallelujah. See, God, we know there is none like you. Hallelujah. No other God like you. For you alone are all-powerful. God, you are alone, hallelujah, all-knowing, and you are everywhere at the same time. rain time. Glory to God. So, Father, we are truly thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, who has given us this opportunity to come boldly before your throne of grace on tonight, Lord, on this prayer line tonight, that we can offer up the sacrifice of praise. With that, God, we say thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name. We shout hallelujah to the Most High God tonight. Glory tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For great God, great is thy faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O God, our Father. Hallelujah. Because there's no shadow, God, no shadow of turning. There's no changing with you. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're the same yesterday, the same today and forever. Hallelujah. See, our life depends upon your faithfulness every day. Great is your faithfulness. You are the very air we breathe tonight. Hallelujah. And you're the water that gives us everlasting life. God, because we're drinking of that water, that we shall not thirst again. Hallelujah. Because out of our belly flows of rivers of living water tonight. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord, for being our help, God. We thank you for being our peace, even when trouble arises, Lord. Father, we rejoice. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you thanks for giving us access by faith, God, into this grace. Hallelujah. Wherein we're able to stand. Thank you for grace, God. That grace that's sufficient. The grace, God, that'll take us through, God, no matter what circumstances that we find ourselves in tonight. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, our joy is complete in you, God, because you have surrounded us with your unconditional love. God, we thank you, Lord. We are surrounded by your peace tonight. We're surrounded by your everlasting mercies. Thank you, Lord, for the angels, the God that you have given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways tonight. For that we say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We will bless your name at all times. And your praise, God, shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. So, Father, there are folks on this prayer line tonight who desperately, they need you to change some things in their lives. Hallelujah. They need you, God, to move in their life, God. Move, God. God, even as we look back over our lives, we can truly say, we remember the blessings that you've already bestowed upon us, God. So we thank you for answering our prayers that you answered in the past. Lord, you've done it for us before. We know that you're going to do it again tonight. Hallelujah. You already told us, Lord. You say, call upon me and see what I answer, saith the Lord. So, Father, we call tonight. Everybody on this line tonight, we're calling upon you tonight. We're presenting, God, our prayer request before you, Father. We're believing you, God. We believe you, God, for the manifestation, Lord, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we continue to present our prayer request tonight for healing in our bodies. There are some people that still need the healing, God. We ask you, Lord, while we're waiting on complete healing, God, if you don't mind, God, that you will ease the pain, God. There's people, their bodies are racking with pain. We asking in the name of Jesus. We take authority over that pain, God, in the name of Jesus, and release. We release, God, in your name, God, comfort, God, healing, God, deliverance, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know what your word says. Oh, my God, you're not slack concerning your word, God, but we thank you for your promises. We stand on your word. We're asking, Lord, there's people on the line that need deliverance and healing, healing in their minds, healing in their homes, healing in their relationship, healing even among their children, from between husband and wife. Marriages need healing, God, in the name of Jesus. There are people that have habitual sins that they need deliverance. We claim the deliverance tonight. We give up all, oh God, to follow you. to follow Jesus tonight. Help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on you, because you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God. Sanctify us some more. Sanctify us from things that are not praiseworthy, that where you don't get the glory. God, bring us out, Lord. Deliver us, God. We're asking for deliverance, God, and we accept your word. We stand on your promises. God, we aim to please you. We aim to glorify you, God, in Jesus' name. So, Jesus, help us to always be mindful of your shed blood on Calvary, your resurrection power, and that you are interceding constantly for us, God. Thank you, Lord. You love us with that unconditional love. Thank you, Lord. God, even things in our lives that are not like you, God, if you would just take it out, God. Make us, Lord, after your will, God. Fix us, hallelujah. God, we come before you, Lord, with open hearts, Lord, sincere hearts. We present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before you. God, it's our reasonable service tonight. We praise you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, that God, that we can rejoice in you, Lord. God, give us that kind of rejoicing, that kind of joy that comes directly from your heart, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, that you would keep us covered. Keep us covered tonight. Keep us covered with your blood. Keep us surrounded by the guardian angels, Lord, that you already assigned, God. Father, we pray the protection, your protection over our children tonight, the children as they're in their schools. Father, we bind and we rebuke every plan of the enemy. We bind that they would come forth and try to kill and destroy your people, God. But we, God, we call on you tonight. That you keep us covered up with your blood, your precious blood tonight. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. For we believe tonight, God, the effectual, we believe the fervent prayer of the righteous. It does avail much, Father. And we love you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, because victory is in Jesus. We have Jesus in our lives. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. All our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And glory, God, we glory in you, God. We glorify you, Father. And God, we believe, God, we believe in the prayer that we just prayed. We believe the prayer of thanksgiving, God. Hallelujah. You told us to come boldly before the throne. You told us to enter in. Enter into gates with thanksgiving, and then we can go into the courts with praise. We bless you tonight, and we thank you. We believe it. We decree it. We declare it right now, Father. We call it done right now, God, in the name of Jesus. By faith, God, not the circumstance, but God, by faith, we call it done in Jesus' name and for his sake and for his glory. And everybody say amen, hallelujah, amen. We say amen, God, because we believe you. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. If you count it so, give him the praise. God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We don't mind praising you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We believe you, Lord, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like. God, we believe you. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord. We bless your name right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. We bless your glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We praise your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. We do thank you. Glory to God. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. And Father, I just thank you for every single listener, every caller on this prayer line. I thank you for them, God. And I thank you that you will encourage every one of their hearts tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the glory of the Holy Spirit that will just lift them up and encourage them. Bless them for their faithfulness, God. I pray that special prayer upon them in their home, their household, God, and all that they set their hands to do. I thank you for every one of these callers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I feel like rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Rejoicing in God always. And again, rejoice. Praise God. Well, this 30 minutes has come and gone so quickly, but I praise God that the Word of God is with us, huh? And it's quick, it's sharp, and it's powerful. And I praise God for all of you. And I praise God for our pastor. Thank God for our Petersville Baptist Church. Thank God for all of our ministers and all the people on the line that may be pastors or ministers. I don't know, but God, thank God for you, that God will continue to encourage you and inspire you and enrich you and endow you with the power of the Holy Ghost, because that is what it's going to take. We need that to make it in this day. So God bless you. We love you. Pastor loves you, and Jesus loves you more. And I pray that you have been blessed tonight and that you will always be encouraged. Continue to rejoice in the Lord. And again, like Paul says, I say rejoice. All right. Well, good night and be blessed. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Now our technician.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Bell, everybody off the line. That's the Dream Team line. You got to log off. It's over.